Good morning to you, Mr. Chair, and good morning to the room. Thank you very much for the five delegations that took the room. I'm going to say something similar to what I said last night as we were embarking on this particular set of agenda items. We had a very intensive discussion at the Standing Committee. It wasn't 2 weeks ago, I think I said yesterday, but 3 weeks ago, with regard to the difficult choices that we have had to make this year in presenting the budget to you. Distinguished delegate from Kenya talked about the increase in the number of people we're serving. We're very, very aware of the responsibility that puts most directly on the shoulders of those countries hosting them. And we have tried in the most accurate way possible, but it is an art, it is not a science, in terms of trying to describe to you what the needs are of these individuals, not just refugees or displaced, but also those host communities that are heavily taxed, obviously, when refugees and displaced enter these communities, but the partnership we have with a number of organizations that are involved in this response. It is not accurate necessarily to look at numbers and equate that exactly with a budget estimate. What we have tried to do is talk about the program interventions, where we are trying to put efforts, how we are shifting some of the program interventions based on the lifespan of those operations and the needs of the population. And always in these circumstances, the needs of the population are in the center of our response. So those with partners I think, in terms of what you see in terms of a budget presentation, what we have before you. We hear very well the very explicit ask on the part of Ethiopia, Egypt, Kenya, and Zimbabwe that the funding is not matching the need. And I think between the High Commissioner's opening statement on Monday, as well as mine yesterday, and what you've heard woven in, I think, throughout the general debate, and certainly yesterday in your statements this morning, we know that well, and we will continue to do our best in terms of raising the resources necessary to meet those needs. There is a huge gap. And a huge need for more resources this year, but importantly for the program budget that's before you for next year and 2024. So thank you for anything that you can do in response to this direct plea this week. On the specific issues raised by the Russian Federation, and again, thank you for the consultations we've had with regard to the concerns of the particular decision, and I think in the consultations in particular with the Director of Strategic Planning and Results, we have said we will do a couple of things coming into this next program year. One, we will do a member state brief, which will, I think, give the member states a more detailed look as to how we are reading the recommendations, in particular of ACABQ. And I should just say that as we do every year, we've actually followed up on all the ACABQ recommendations from last year, with one exception, and that is on how we sequence and align UN planning, which is never easy, particularly when the UN planning framework does change and has changed recently. And of course, we are in the process of major changes also as well to our planning cycles. But as I mentioned in my opening remarks yesterday, our intent is to try to align as much as possible at the central level, but importantly also at the country level with regard to the development frameworks and those planning processes as well. So we will come back to you likely next month in terms of a member state brief, and then we will weave in our planning, the working planning assumptions and the like, into our regular budget briefs, in particular by the director in the March Standing Committee, and we'll see where we go from there in terms of June, July. And then next year at this time. But thank you very much for those comments and those remarks. And we've taken note as well for the request on a procurement brief, and we'll see how we can be responsive to that. I think, Mr. Chair, with that, in terms of the reflections and thanking the room again for the comments, not just here this morning, but intensively in that planning process, which is the budget that you have before us as a result.